Oh no. Where's my umbrella? No. Oh. What did I do with it? Where did I lose it? Oh, no. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to lock the door. Oh, nothing's wrong. I just, well, kind of everything's wrong. I mean, it's raining and I don't know what I've done with my umbrella. So I'm going to get soaked. Oh, it is thundering. I'm sorry. Let me get out of the way. What? Oh, I couldn't ask you to do that. I mean, we don't even go in the same direction, do we? We do. Oh. You know where I live? Oh, you don't. You've just seen me while you took the bus. Obviously, because I don't know where you live either, because we don't really move in the same circles. But if you're sure, that would be really nice. I mean, sharing an umbrella, it would be very, very nice. Yes? Oh, I don't think we can go that way because of the flooding. Yeah, the storm drain, it always floods when it rains heavily. But you wouldn't know that because you always get the bus. Yeah, we can take the forest path. It's a little bit longer, but it should be a lot drier. Oh, I've walked that way before. So, we'll be fine. Okay, thank you for trusting me. I'm trying to be funny. So let's go. This is kind of nice. I like the rain. What? It's funny that I was surprised. I guess I didn't look at the weather forecast this morning. No, I'm not obsessed with the weather. Why would you say that? Oh, your girlfriend saw me checking it. Oh, she's not your girlfriend. I just thought the two of you, because you know you're, and she. Oh, but you do like her. Of course you do. She's lovely. She's pretty and popular and shallow. What? No. I said this puddle is shallow, so we could just walk through it. We don't have to walk around it. What did you think I said? Oh no! Oh no! I mean, obviously I don't know her. I mean, we don't even really know each other. Well, I know you. We share some classes. All of them. and you never noticed me. Well, that's okay. I sit at the back because that way I can see everything and I can watch you. I can watch you and the teacher and I, yeah. this is nice. It's just nice, you know, the two of us walking. I mean, it's nice to have company. Normally, I walk on my own. I'm a loner. Did she say that I was a loner? Oh, I didn't mean to be rude to her. She, I'm just shy. I don't talk to people. Oh, but talking to you is different. We need to go left. No, we're not going deeper. We have to go around the big oak tree and then we'll come out of the forest. It's quiet, but better than swimming home. And it's nice. I like the forest. It's quiet and secluded. It's private. And, oh, have you, been here before? It's kind of famous, this tree. Sweethearts carve their names into it. Look, it's covered. And, I thought that this would be a good place to talk. Because, I know we haven't talked much before. I mean, I've said hello to you and you've gone past me, but I mean, I get it. I know, because you don't want her to know, because obviously this is secret and it's special. And I understand that I just wish that we could spend more time together. I mean, I love more time together. Of course we spend time together. I'm always there. I'm there every night. I love it when we just watch Netflix, just spend hours just together. We do. I'm at your window. You know I'm at your window. Creepy, I'm not. That's kind of hurtful. See, this is what she does. She always messes with you. She's poison. She has no idea of, I mean, she's been touching you and laughing at your jokes, laughing in that obnoxious cackle that just, oh, it just sets my teeth on edge. It's like nails down a chalkboard. Actually, just the sound of her voice. When she says your name, I just want to stab her. I just want to grab a pen and stab her in the eyeball. But then when she touches you, I see red. And, I just want to do something. Because she's touching you. She doesn't, no one gets to touch you. Because, no. All the girls look at you and you're mine to look at. I look at you. I look after you. Because you know what happens when someone looks at you too much. They don't get to look at anything again. Oh, it was an accident. I mean, I was just going to talk to her. I don't know how acid got thrown in her face. I don't know how she became blind, but she's not looking at you anymore. And what's wrong? You're like, I don't like that look. You look nervous. What did she do? You can tell me, darling. You can tell me anything. We share everything. I know everything about you. I know your favorite TV programs. I know that you talk in your sleep. I know which side of the bed you sleep on, because I sleep on the other side, because we're perfect for each other, and I know everything, so you can tell me anything. What? No. Of course this isn't the way home. This is not the way home. This is where we have our first kiss. I know we've had to be sneaky and quiet, and it's been fun. It's been thrilling sharing a secret. Just the two of us, it's been lovely. She's been touching you and you've been touching her. And I don't like it. I don't like it. And I don't want that to happen. So I need to kiss you. And you need to tell her. You need to tell her about us. Us. We're in love. We're in That's not funny. That's really not funny. We're in love. And you're going to tell her. You know what? You're right. You don't have to tell her. I'll tell her. I'll tell her. It's fine. It's I should have done it long ago. I mean, she's been touching you. Fucking bitch. Where? Darling? Darling, don't. You'll get lost. Darling, don't. You want me to catch you? Oh, kiss Chase, of course. Oh. You're going to get lost, but don't worry. I'll find you, darling. I'll find you. And then we'll kiss and everything will be perfect. We'll be together. Ready or not, here I come. I love you. And I'm going to kill her. But first, I'm going to find you and I'm going to kiss you. And then I will make everything perfect. It's so romantic. The rain makes it so romantic. Here I come. I love you.